universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. For countless years, I have had trouble with sleep. Actually, as I think back, it's all the way back to age 12, shortly after I lost my sight and went blind. Now, by the way, even if you don't have problems sleep, don't turn off the podcast yet, because there's a couple applications beside the sleep thing that I'm going to relate. But I want to start with sleep and the trouble I have with it. And I learned over the years, actually from doing some research, that it is related to my blindness. It's called non-24-hour, and it means basically that your sleep cycle, instead of being on a 24-hour clock, shifts to a 25 or 26. And I've literally been standing up sometimes and falling asleep, caught myself while falling down. Oh, it can be miserable. And if you've ever had problems with sleep, you'll understand how you can fight and fight and fight, and it's like a blanket, a big, thick blanket just covers you, and boom, you're out. It's been my probably biggest frustration in life, and something that I've fought and fought and fought. There is some medicines out there now that help. The one for non-24 I've not used. I've heard some bad side effects from that. Melatonin certainly helps. I want to shift now to the thought, what does God's Word have to say about sleep? Anything. And before I knew that the really was sleep was a sleep issue, being a Christian, as I heard the Bible, listened to it on back then, I slept only so-so last night. All week I've had struggles. That's why I'm picking up this topic of sleep. I listened to the Bible on cassette tape, believe it or not, way back then. And now I listened on several different devices, including the computer. So I did a little bit of research on sleep, as well as made notes about it, because it's something I struggle with. Anytime I hear a verse that relates to sleep, I put it in a file. My daughter Meg also has great trouble sleeping. And here's partly where it can relate to anybody. I've noticed people with disabilities have greater sleep problems. And all of us know that when you have sleep problems, or even if you don't sleep well for one night, two nights, you just don't function well the next day or two. And it takes a lot out of you. A lot. Well, looking at God's Word, I noticed, well, not some pleasant things. Like the one that caused me great trouble was from Proverbs 3:24. It says, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." Not at all. And there's another one from Psalm 127, verse 2. It says, "In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he love." That one hit me because I don't have sleep. He's not granting me sleep. Does that mean he doesn't love me? It's been a real struggle. Oh, and there's so many other verses. Mostly the New Testament talks about sleep as being a sinful thing, that sleeping is like laziness, something you don't do, or falling into temptations. Most of Proverbs talks about sleep as laziness. I didn't find much comfort at all when I looked to the Bible. Now, here's where it relates to everybody. That can be the case, especially when you're looking for one single item. It took me years and years of reading and studying, and I'm 59. I've been working with this since age 12. What's that math say? 47 years. And it's finally come to me in the last little bit. First, looking at the context of which these things are written. For example, let's go back to the Proverbs chapter 3. Let me read some more of Proverbs 3. verse 21 says, "My son, preserve sound judgment. Do not let them out of your sight." So he's talking about the subject of sound judgment. Verse 22, he says, "They will be life for you. They will go around your neck and grace you. Then you will go on your way in safety. Your foot will not stumble." Then comes verse 24, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." When you have God's judgments with you all the time, it's not talking about earthly things like sleep necessarily. It's talking about judgments and decisions in your life. It's a context thing. I've come to realize that some of these aren't for the insomniac, these Bible verses. They aren't for people who have struggled with sleep. Where do I find hope? Well, I looked further, and I found a couple places. Like Psalm 139:7 says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths," and some translations say, "If I lay down in the depths, you are there. Were I to count them, they would be as the grains of sand," meaning God's goodness. "When I awake, I am still with you." God is everywhere, is his point. Whether it be in sleep or awakeness, heaven, the heights, or the far east or the far west, God is always present with us. That's why this ministry is called Not Alone Ministry. God is always there, even when it seems like he's not. There's more, though. Psalm 121, verse 3. "He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, who watches over Israel will not slumber or sleep." That's where I finally found the comfort. I may not sleep well, but God needs no sleep, and he does not sleep. He is always there, always caring, always loving. Yeah. So, in conclusion, two thoughts. One, when you're looking for something, you got to look at all of God's Word, and you don't always find it exactly where you were expecting. And number two, when you do have the idea that God is always there to protect and help you, then you will see how he does through various words and verses of the Bible. For this last one, God does not sleep. God does not slumber. So even when I am struggling and having difficulties sleeping, and of course then come the difficulties of thinking, God has no problem thinking, working, or acting. It's a great love for you and for me. And lastly, we see that in the cross, that simple little cross, because it was a very painful thing, which Jesus went through for you and me to take away our sin so that we can be with him always. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, when our sleep is good. Thank you when we struggle with sleep. Thank you when we struggle with anything, even our disabilities, wondering, struggling. Help us always to see that you love us just for who we are, and that you never leave us, but are always with us to bless us. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Love to hear from you, especially if you have any struggles, whether it be of sleep or anything else. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.